Blog Talk Radio.
What song you want to hear? What song you want to hear? Okay.
39 books. Here it comes.
It's not saying that it's, well, I'm not seeing on my phone that it's live, but it's appearing to be live on YouTube and Facebook as far as it says watching now. And it just counting down the time on live, on Facebook Live.
Thank you.
Is it?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there. I say hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kipper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our Father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior. And not just of Israel, but Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise Almighty Yah for allowing us to come before you in a day and another week. This week, we will deal with the most negative spirits that one can possess. And why is this so important? The reason why it is so important, because if you have any desire whatsoever to be saved, to have salvation, to be a part of the remnant of the Creator, then you want to familiarize yourself with these spirits so that they will not pursue you. And this is exactly what these spirits will do. It will destroy you. Most are familiar with these various spirits, but most don't regard these spirits being a part of them. Because these spirits are very sagacious, they're very conniving, very trickful, deceptive, deceitful. And so it's hard to recognize them unless you're very sincere and very wholehearted. And when you're sincere, and when you wholehearted, Yahweh himself will open up your eyes, unstop your ears, and will give you the ability to be hid from these type of spirits. Surely Yahweh will try you with them as well. But these spirits are such negative that Yahweh himself hates it. It is totally impossible to be saved while having these type of spirits. These spirits not only will destroy you, but they will separate you from the very one that you call yourself loving. You call yourself fearing. You call yourself following. And that is the Most High himself. this, we went over on a Cyber Day, but it's very difficult to go over things in detail and with a lot of people who have questions. So you can't be as detailed as you want to be. So I'll go into more depth about these very spirits. The very first one that I'll talk about is pride. And people hear this word all the time, but they really don't have a clue what it is, nor do they have a clue of the knowledge that one must have in identifying this type of spirit. Because if you are able to identify it, you will not have no desire whatsoever for this spirit to be a part of you. It is ugly. It is evil. And Yahweh don't want you to have anything to do with it because he refuses to have anything to do with it. The other thing reigns supreme and king over as you do with everything. So the very first negative spirit that we will deal with is pride. And let me show you first and foremost how Yahweh himself talk about this thing. How he sees it and why this thing is so destructive. I praise Yahweh because he gave me the ability to recognize this type of spirit, because it's just that deceptive and deceitful. That's why the scriptures say the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, above all things, who can know? And that's because one still don't have, see, the heart in itself, the scripture says, this is where the issues of life rest. That's why I tell you to guard your heart. And one of the things that will take and consume the heart is pride. Because there's too many issues in the heart that deals with your very life that it's trying to snuff and take away from. But let me show you, we're going to start off by showing you what this thing is really about and how Yahweh sees it. Furthermore, we're going to let you know, without knowing these things, it's impossible for you to be saved. Here we are talking about being the last days. So what are you doing in the last days to show yourself approved? What are you doing to demonstrate that you really desire to be a part of Yahweh's remnant? How have you set yourself apart from these negative things? Have you indeed separated yourself? Well, let's see. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, this is the very first time, this is the very first place where I even sing the word pride. Here in America, and probably all over the world and countries, we were taught to have pride in yourself. Even though Yahweh was teaching in his word, we're not to have pride at all. But we were raised to have pride in this, pride in that. And we have prided ourselves to destruction. Watch what this says in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. And I'm going to start reading let's start 14 verses. You have to bear with me a little bit because I don't have my reading glasses. And the light is very dim. But if you will not listen to me, Leviticus 26 and 14. But if you will not listen to me and will not do all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, if you abhor my judgments, so that you will not do my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning fever that shall consume the eyes, that will cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it up. And I will set my face against you, and I may add all these things have been done to us. And you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee, which none pursues you. In other words, you're going to run and you ain't even being pursued. And if you will not yet for all this listen to me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sin. Now look at here. Here, Yahweh will do all these things, have our enemies reign over us, people pursue us, curse us with various diseases, fever, consumption. And then we still won't listen. And why don't you think we listen? After all these things being done, we still won't listen? And yes, we still don't listen. Here it is. This is what this was not something that people was reading as we are. This was happening. And they knew why it was happening. Watch the 19th verse, because this is the key. Watch what Yahweh says. And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven an iron, in your earth as brass. In other words, iron, you can see nothing. Brass, nothing yielding itself, nothing soft. Nobody says, break up your fellow grind. You can't break up a brass grind. You can't look up to an iron heaven where it's sealed off. And the blessings that's coming down from it. And why? Because the Creator said he has to break the pride the power of your promise. And little do people know how powerful pride is. Pride is a destruction. It is a destroying spirit. You won't listen. As a matter of fact, you will talk more than you will listen. And your talk will amount up to nothing. The talk is not wisdom. The talk is not good. The talk is not light. Nor are the actions of one that exhibits the spirit of pride. And oftentimes they don't even know that they are being consumed with such a spirit. Even though they are. This spirit is so destructive, so powerful. Let me show you what has to be done. That most people don't even know has to be done. In order for you to escape the power of it. In the book of Job, turn there for a second. I just want you to see this. Let's see if this knowledge can help you in your quest to be unified with the Most High. Of course, if you believe that pride has no place in you and it's not a part of you, then all this is what I'm saying to you is meaningless. But if you desire to be saved, then this means a great deal. In the book of Job 33, and we're going to start reading. I want you to see what this says. 14 verse. For only he who speaks once, yes, twice, yet man perceives it not. And how do Yahweh speak? In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon man, and slumbers upon the bed. That's how Yahweh come to a man. Now, it's difficult for Yahweh to come to everybody at night when all they want to do is party all night long and sleep all day. That's when the scripture said he comes to man in the night. When deep sleep falls upon me, it lets you know that you can understand why oftentimes the Creator comes to very mature people. Because when you mature, you know what the night is for. You know the night is not for partying all night. And sleeping all day. And who can stay up all night and stay up all day? Nobody. Watch what this says. Then he opens the ears of me. When? Why are you on your bed slumbering? Why are you on your bed sleeping? and seals their instruction. Because that's when he's trying to show you something, teach you something. When you in a state of condition that now he has your attention because you sleep. He can't get your attention when he tries to in a day, either working or you're busy or you doing whatever. Watch what it says. That he may withdraw man from his purpose. In other words, it sounds like he's trying to take you away from your purpose. No. A lot of these words are in italics. No, what Yahweh is trying to do at night is trying to show you and withdraw out of you your purpose that you might see it. In other words, he's trying to open up your ears. Unstop the ears from hearing. He's trying to give you instruction so that you might know your purpose. Because you think your purpose is just to glory in yourself, to pleasure yourself, to live the fullness of your own self-desires. You weren't made for that at all. You just think you was made for that. So every day you want to see yourself in happiness. Rather, is make Yahweh happy or not. That's irrelevant. I'm going to pleasure in myself. And this is called pride. And you're going to see this. That he may withdraw his purpose. And hide pride from me. In other words, Yahweh is trying to instruct you and teach you so that he can actually hide pride from you. But since you won't listen, and since you want to party at the time he want to talk to you, watch movies and do all the other things at night that you want to do, rather than allow Yahweh to teach you, now pride has prepared himself for it. The power of pride will consume you and take over you, lead and guide you. And you have never done it. You didn't even know you were deceived because you never seen it coming. You never recognized its presence. So every time you talk, you don't even know what your tongue is really saying. You don't even know how you even look. Let me show you something in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Watch this. Show you it even has a look. Thank you. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, this is what it says. These 6 things does Yahweh hate. Yea, 7 is an abomination to him. And the very first thing you said is a proud look. That's why I wanted to start with pride. Because that's how destructive it is. It's not only certain words, but it's also a certain look. A certain type of countenance. But most important, more than the look, more than the words, it has power that rests with it. This power is a power of destruction. And really, it's only two things that I've seen in the scriptures that can defeat it. And one, we just read it. Yahweh has to hide you from it. And the only other way, and we will talk about that, is that you find the very spirit that will war against it, that will fight it, because you alone cannot defeat this thing. You need help, because this thing is very powerful. Furthermore, in the book of Psalms 10, and we're talking about the most negative spirits that exist, and pride is one of the most destructive ones that I've read in the scripture. But there's other ones that we're going to talk about. It's hard to recognize it. It's even harder to defeat it. Psalm 10. And we're going to read the full verse. Now, if you don't understand the power of it, you will understand it by reading this scripture. And watch what this says. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance. In other words, this is talking about just, first of all, the one that really has pride is the wicked, and one that's going in the way of the wicked. And I told you, if you want to know the various signs, if you sound a certain way, and it looks a certain way, you can see it. All it needs is a vessel, and once it has a vessel, then it's going to work. The wicked through the pride of this captain, watch what it says, will not see after Elohim. Why won't somebody with pride seek after Elohim? And it tells you why. For Elohim is not in all his thoughts. So every day, you have to wake up with Yahweh on your mind. And all the day long, you got to be thinking about Yahweh. Because if Yahweh is not in all your thoughts, you're not going to seek him. And the only reason you're not seeking Yahweh is because you're running from a pride. You just don't know it. You go the whole day not seeking the Most High. That's why we teach people that at minimum, and this is the minimum, which is still good for Yahweh, but it's still the minimum, you should be praying every morning and every evening. But I'm already know you're not going to pray every morning because most people, the vast majority of people, they got a night to enjoy. So they would just run through the morning, skip through the morning, sleep through the morning, don't even think about morning. And if you don't think about the morning, then how could you think about Yahweh? When did you make the sacrifices said to be made? When did Yahweh say you should offer him praise? How else can you establish yourself? To establish anything, the scriptures say you got to have two or more witnesses. I'm going to establish myself with you, Yahweh, because every morning and every evening, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to call upon you. And not only am I going to thank you, but I'm going to ask for forgiveness. Because I know, even if I had not done anything in my actions or with my hands, surely I blasphemed you with my thoughts. But some way, somehow, I know that I fell short, even if I can't recall it. So let me rise early to seek you. And why is that important? It's important because don't you want to be a part of the remnant? Don't you want to be delivered? Don't you desire to be saved and to have salvation? Don't you know that there's only a certain number of people? One of my brothers asked me about the book of Revelation. He said, is this scripture, or is this verse in the New Testament accurate? Where it talks about 144,000 being saved. And I said, well, it's nowhere in the scriptures where it talks about 144,000 being saved. Yahweh, he don't hear those type of numbers because it's against our law to even number Israel. So Yahweh is not going to number us and say, this is how many are going to be saved. Nor did he give that to a prophet. But, according to the New Testament, it says 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe. 12 times 12 is 144. Now, that can be very deceitful because the New Testament is deceitful, a book of the devil. But I may add, there's always truth in a lie. And the truth is, I can understand why it's used this toward them. Because that is the children of Israel. They're represented in toward them. And I can understand 12,000 in each tribe, even though it don't say that. But this is the bottom line. It's only a remnant. That's the key. You got to go in knowing it's only a remnant, so therefore, you have to lower yourself. And when you lower yourself, what you're really doing is exalting yourself. The only way you exalt yourself with Yahweh is by coming down and not going up. Because once you come down, Yahweh will lift you up. And that's who you want to exalt to, and not yourself. And we're talking about the most negative spirits in the scriptures. And as I stated before, it's understandable why most don't recognize it, because it is that deceitful. It is that desperately wicked. It is that sagacious. It takes powerful comparison, powerful companion to defeat in the book of Psalms 31. It is, we call several different fasts. Fasting. 3 days and 3 nights fast, and 40 days and 40 nights fast, and 10 days fast here and fast there. And little do people know, these fasts that we call are what we call moments or actions of humility. To enter into that type of fast, you have to embrace humility. Not eat and drink for a whole 3 days and 3 nights. You're embracing something that the Creator loves. But I want everyone to understand these are just moments of humility. The question is, after the 3 days and 3 nights, after the 40 days and 40 nights, after the 10 days, after all these things, what will you do? Now you have to learn how to become the moment you demonstrate. In the book of Psalms 31, this is what it says. Verse 19, starting in verse 19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have worked for them that trust in you before the sons of man. 20th verse. You shall hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of evil. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. This is what Yahweh would do. Because this thing that we talk about, this thing that we was raised on, I mean, we literally was raised on this thing. Do you have some pride about yourself? You are so-and-so. Have pride in that. And of course, for the most part, they meant that as good. But it was bad. Because you should have never had pride, period. It is not too late. See, at some point in time, Yahweh will remove the pride one way or the other. He will remove the pride. He will either allow you to destroy yourself, or he himself will destroy you. Or he will allow you to do what the greats have done. And that is find the very thing that he loves. And it's called humility. And once you find it, you got to wrap it around your neck and not let it leave you. Because it also is a spirit. Your competition, let me use that word, it's not against me. It's not against someone else, but you're competing for a seat in the kingdom of Yahweh. King David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Yahweh. And what really was he saying? What he was saying is that I'll be the least in the kingdom of Yahweh. As long as I'm in that kingdom, just let me be in that kingdom. And how humble will we become to be in that kingdom? This is our quest. This is a quest to really understand and to be a part of the Most High. What other quest is there? What other role is there? What other weight is there? Is there anything greater than being in the kingdom of Yahweh? You can either have your fun in time here, or you can have your fun in time with your neighbor. And I'm not talking about any Christian, because in Christianity, you got to die to realize your blessing. In Islam, you got to die to realize your blessing. But not in the kingdom of Yahweh. You don't have to die to realize your blessing. All you have to do is to become humble. That's it. All you have to do is to forsake pride. In the book of Proverbs 16, I'm going to read Proverbs 16, in the 18th verse. This is what it says. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's why I say pride is a destruction. First comes the pride, then destruction. And who wants destruction? The prophet don't even know they're being destroyed until after the destruction happens. And I tell people they don't know what they think they don't. The reason why I say that is because Yahweh constantly and consistently elevates your thinking. If he's with you, and if he's with you, you're gonna learn that you, the way you was thinking just yesterday was wrong. And that if Yahweh is elevating your thinking, and you want your thoughts to be elevated. But pride will allow this. Pride will make you think you know things that you don't even know. This is how powerful this thing is. That's why the first scripture that even talk about pride, it lets you know the power of pride. Even after Yahweh has punished us 7 times more for our sins, then 7 times more for our sins, and then 7 times more for our sins, we still refuse to listen. And that was only because of pride. Because pride is not going, it won't even tell you, man, I'm being punished. I'm being cursed. I'm being, you know, nobody can be with me right now. Look at all these things that's happening. Or maybe if he's with me, then all these things happen. Or maybe this is just a test. But either way, this destruction is happening, and I'm not about to point the finger at nobody else. I'm about to look in the mirror and say, Yahweh, where is this coming from? What have I done? Let me humble myself that I might be corrected. And that's a good thing. That's seeking Yahweh. But if it's everybody else's fault, that's not seeking Yahweh. In the book of Proverbs 13, now, I pointed out this scripture, and I love it because it's just the truth. This is why you have to do a diligent soul search of yourself. Diligent. Because watch what this says. Either this is the truth or it's not. And it says in the book of Proverbs 13, the 10th verse, only, which means exclusively, by pride comes contention. But with the well advised is wisdom. In the well advised, of course, they were here. They were knowing. They were recognizing. They would see the wisdom in it, but not the prideful. All the prideful would see is contention. That's all they would see. They're not going to see the wisdom. They're not going to acknowledge the wisdom. Not going to recognize the wisdom. Because they're not going to allow themselves to consider it. That's why Yahweh says, in a time of adversity, consider. These are many of the truths that must take place in order for us to get a seat in the kingdom of Yahweh. And my goodness, Yahweh's kingdom is coming. Yahweh's kingdom is at hand. Yahweh's kingdom is real. And he has no place for the prodigal. None. Zero. And yes, it does take knowledge, but most important, because you could just go, most important, it takes wisdom. And I want to show you just a few examples of pride. One of them, he's a king. He became king as a young person, a teenager. As a matter of fact, he wasn't even a teenager. He was younger than a teenager. He was one of the few kings that became king at a young age. This king, for most of his life, he decorated, celebrated, and was righteous. And when they talk about this king, they talk about how he led in righteousness. But like all of us, there's none righteous that sinneth not. And there are certain things, certain sins, certain situations that you want to try to avoid with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And yes, that do take wisdom. And let me just share a couple right before we read this. Ask yourself, other than what children do, by their actions to disrespect their parents, ask yourself, have you ever talked back to your parents? Disrespected your parents? Parents told you to do something and you refused to do it? In other words, you just became insolent to your parents. I'm not talking about the things that all kids do or young people do where the parents say, well, stay in the house, and then you sneak out. The parents say, take out the trash and you forgot. Clean up the kitchen, they fell asleep. I'm not talking about those things, because you got foolishness bound in your heart, and you're gonna make mistakes. You got to learn these things. But I'm talking about, have you ever mounted up against your parents, even though you knew that this is something that you just don't do? You don't talk back to your parents. You don't show disgust to your parents. You don't slam the door behind you at your parents. I mean, you're the child, they're your parents. Just like in the scripture saying, a son honor his father, because that's what a son's supposed to do. And a servant his master, because that's what a servant's supposed to do. And now we say, well, if I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? What you think, I'm like these idols that don't exist? No, I'm a living element. So I see everything, I hear everything, I know everything. Well, that's the very thing that Yahweh wants us to know, even as adults, that there are certain things He made you for a reason. He made a man for a reason. He made a woman for a reason. He gave them various responsibilities for a reason. A son for a reason. A daughter for a reason. He made the animals for their purpose. So why can't you fulfill the role and purpose in which Yahweh made you for? It's only when you go outside your purpose and let me show you exactly what I mean. In the book of 2 Chronicles, turn to Second Chronicles 25. We'll make that 2 Chronicles 26. This is a story about a king named Uzziah. He was a young king. He was a righteous king most of his life. And this king was king early in his life. Let's read about this king. And we're going to start reading. Let's start reading at the 9th verse. 2 Chronicles 26. War with Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem. In the corner gate. And at the valley gate. And at the turn of the wall, and forfeited David. And that is because he was at war. Also, he built towers in the desert. And dug many wells, for he had much cattle. Both in the low country and in the plains, husband and vine dressers in the mountains, or vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel, for he loved husband tree. And this is really the life that we will one day live. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number of their account by the hand of Yael, the scribe, and Manasseh, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the kings. Captain. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an array 300,000 and 7,500 made war with mighty. To help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the hosts, shields, spears, helmets, body and armor, bows, slings, to cast stones. And he made, watch what this is, what this is. He made in Jerusalem, I know you probably never seen this word, engine. invented by Connie Lee, because you just thought Israel was made today, to be on the towers, the boards, to shoot arrows, and grace stones therewith. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously held till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Now sometimes you get above yourself. And what do it mean to get above yourself? You get above the very thing that you was purposed for. The very thing you was purposed to do, you get above that. And this king did exactly that. For he transgressed against Yahweh, his Elohim, and went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And that's the role of a king. The king ruled everything. But that's not his rulership. That's not his purpose. That's not his job. That's not his responsibility. And watch what it says. And Azariah, the priest, went in after him. And with him, 80 priests of Yahweh that were valiant men. So don't think just because you're a priest, you're some weak one. No. Some priests that don't want women. Some priests that if you stump your feet, they'll run and be scared. Priests who are not trained to fight. In other words, if you go rob their temples, what they going to do? All they can do is call the police because they're not even trained to fight. Not the Yahweh priests. 18 verse. Now you notice there's 80. What's 80? 80 priests went in after the king. And the first thing they want to do is just talk to him, let him know, bro. What you're doing is not good. And watch what they say. And they withstood Uzziah the king. In other words, they stopped him. And all he's trying to do is burn incense. And said to the king, it appertains not unto you. In other words, king, this ain't your responsibility. Now you get above yourself. Now you're out of pocket. Now you're doing something wrong. Now you're sinning against Yahweh. Desire to burn incense unto Yahweh. But to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary. In other words, get out of here, man. For you have trespassed. Even though you ain't even did this thing yet, you done already trespassed. Neither shall this be for your honor and Yahweh Elohim. He was warned, he was stopped, but he already knew this. He already knew. Then wash my hands. Then Uzziah was angry. He had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, all they did was correct. And they corrected him with force. but not our people. They want to be corrected nicely. They want to be corrected so I can swallow it. They want to be corrected so I can understand what. No, right? You playing with your life. I'm trying to save your life. Watch your decisions. While he was angry with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of Yahweh from beside the incense altar. In other words, Yahweh started the curse. Watch what it says. Zechariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in the forehead. In other words, he started coming in. And they thrust him out from there, talking about the sanctuary. Yea, himself hurried also to go out, because Yahweh has smitten him. In other words, he felt Yahweh smiting him with the leprosy. And the priest trying to thrust him out, but it was hard for them to thrust him out because he himself started running out of there. So watch what it says. As the divided king, we're talking about a man that, like I said, most of his life was righteous, a good king. Watch what it says. And the Uzziah king was a leper to the day of his death. And what's a leper? Somebody that's white. All you have to do is look it up. And dwelt in a separate house, being a leper. In other words, as a leper, you had to be separated. That's why today lepers, they don't even know they're lepers for the most part. They don't understand why Israel won't allow them to come into the congregation on the Sabbath day. Yeah, because you're a leper. But if you consecrate yourself to Yahweh not only can heal you, but Yahweh can show you compassion and mercy in a way that no one else can. Watch what it says. For he was cut off from the house of Yahweh. And Yotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. So, why did this come about? Well, the king got above himself. He got above his responsibilities. He got above what he was made for, what he was designed to do. He was a king early on in life. And all he needed to be, all he was designed to be, all he was made for, to be a king. So be a king. You just can't make yourself a priest because you're the king and you think you can do any and everything. You just can't make yourself be what you want to make yourself to be. You weren't made for that. Yahweh made you. Furthermore, another example of how one, example of pride, of how one will get above what they need to do. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. Just imagine if we stuck to our own responsibility and gave Yahweh the glory. It wouldn't leave us in. How could there be any problems? Even if we're tested. Because we still know what we made for. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, watch what this says. Watch this example. Now, Uzziah the king became a leper. And he didn't have to become a leper. Now you know why, and we'll read it, why Yahweh said, take heed to the plague of leprosy. Because let me show you another example of what pride can do, what pride will do, and how Yahweh sees the power of pride. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, I noticed it said Miriam first. And we're going to revisit that. Watch what it says. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh only. In other words, they all prophets. So it seems as though they got a point. Well, Yahweh has spoken by them. Yahweh has come to them in visions and dreams. They are prophets. They don't have no point at all. They only think they got a point. And Yahweh going to show them you don't have no point at all. Because as soon as Yahweh heard this thing and heard them speaking against Moses, watch how he answered it. And remember we talked about what you waiting for, your responsibility. You don't think Yahweh know Moses married an Ethiopian woman? Yahweh know he married an Ethiopian woman? Yahweh is the living Elohim. He knows everything. Watch with us. And now the man Moses was very mean above all the men which are upon the face of the earth. That's who they're speaking to. Did they consider that? Did they think about that? Did they remember that? And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moshe. To Aaron, to Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak not the mouth, even a parable, not in our speeches, in the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? In other words, y'all the prophet. If anybody should know better, should not you all know better? I made you, I made him, and I made Moses. And y'all know that I talked to this man face to face. If I got a problem with this man doing, you don't think I would talk to him, deal with him? But no, you wanted to assert yourself, exalt yourself, and get above what I even made you, above your responsibility, above what you're supposed to be doing. And now, I'm going to show you how much I hate when you get above yourself. Because when you get above yourself, it's called pride. It's one of the most negative spirits that one can possess. And watch what Yahweh do. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them. And he departed. And the cloud departed from off the time. And behold, Miriam became lepers, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam. And behold, she was leper. She was white. And people asked him, why Miriam? They both spoke against Moses. Well, wisdom is teaching me, because she was the lowest on the totem pole. Aaron was a high priest and a prophet. Moses was over everything else. And she was a prophet like many of the other prophets. So why was she assert her authority over Moses? And it seemed like even Aaron, because it says Miriam and Aaron spoke against. Why didn't it say Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses? It was almost as if she was leading the charge in doing this evil thing. But even as she was the lowest. And so now she here to be the example. And watch what it says. How this is described. That referred to me, and Aaron said to Moshe, and last my master, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly, because that's what pride is. Pride is foolishness. Wherein we have sinned. And then he started appealing on her behalf. Let her not be as one, David, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. This is how we know leprosy is whiteness. All you got to do is look at a baby when they come out and see how they, before their skin, before their color comes in, it's like they pale, barely alive. destruction because they get water all 9 months, then they come out pale. And if their color never comes in, this is a bad sign that something bad will happen because they have not developed. With the exception of those who are born with leprosy. Watch what it says. And Moshe cried unto Yahweh, saying, heal her now, O Elohim, my beseeching. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, if her father had but spit in her face, which is one of the highest shame, my people, man, you spit on me. Man, that's something you don't do. You don't spit on people. No, you do. In the scriptures, that's exactly what a father would do to someone who brings great shame. And this was great shame. Pride. And rather than Yahweh spitting on her, he shamed her with leprosy. And it says, and Yahweh said to Moshe, if her father had but spit in her face. Now, would the father do that? Yes, he would. Should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. Remember, was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. So, in other words, another example of what pride would do. How destructive pride is. And how pride will, not just a spirit, but it's a powerful spirit that will have children. And I'm not just talking about children who don't know. See, a lot of kids don't know. They too old. They too young to know. Some of them, they know because they learn it. But then you have older children. They know. But yet, they will be insolent. They will be churlish. And they refuse to hearken. Why? Because their pride won't even allow them to hearken. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to move what I want to move. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to act the way I want to act. Up to you, but there's only a certain amount of seats that's in the sanctuary of Yahweh. And if you don't know that, this is something that you need to know to search out. Because you can party now and hang a fun now and live your life to the fullest now. But what will you do in the end? Time to see if you're going to live forever. Yahweh said, even a child is going by his way. See, Yahweh judged the heart. So there's a lot of children that won't make it to the kingdom of Yahweh, let alone the adults. So, it's up to you. Rather, you want to embrace one of the most negative spirits that exists. And it ain't the only one. We will see. We will look at it. We will search out. And we will investigate the other negative spirits that will destroy you and separate you from Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Thank you.